perfect.
Mom went down to the elevator to meet them.
Okay, oh, great. So, should I get ready to photograph them now, or? Because we're just about wrapping it up, so.
Okay, yeah. She'll walk back with them if you want to get those photos.
Yeah, okay, maybe I should do that.
Okay, should we take these off?
Yes, actually, I'm going to ask you to sign some release forms for me, so I can use. Okay. Let's see.
Who else did you want? Anybody else?
Well, I guess you could sign it as husband and wife, and that should be fine, and or just, you know, the whole family. Okay. So I'm just going to.
David, can you hand this to Granny and have her sign it by my name?
By whose?
Are you all going to sign it to?
Do I need to?
Yes.
Wait, right there?
Yeah, until Granny is signed.
It's pretty how they do that, isn't it?
Yes, you are. Wait, did they actually push the national standards there at the camera? That one's fine, but you don't have time to take off both shirts.
What?
You don't have time to take off both shirts.
Where you got the sign?
I think it's at the Babbitts.
Just right next to one of our names there.
At the Babbitts.
At the Babbitts.
I didn't know they had one in LA.
Well, you're all right, almost alike.
Who?
Jax, you signed it, didn't you?
Oh, well, now I got my deals. Well, look, it's almost, almost.
Yeah, but my dad says David Lewis.
Yeah, find the other silver cord.
It is that, David Lewis.
Thank you.
Where did you say? Oh, yeah, it does look like, but it's not.
Yes.
No, he did alone, had a daughter doing, honey.
What's that?
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mom, why don't you come over here and sit down?
Yeah, don't sit down there.
Get the legs a moving.
can I give you a glass of water? I mean, a bottle of water or something?
No, dear. I'm fine.
Nothing to drink at all?
No.
This water's not good for my legs.
I'm fine, thank you.
You sure? Have some soft drink if you want.
I'm good, thank you.
Do what?
Okay, so thank you again for coming. I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to celebrate Maria and her contribution, because I think, you know, that's what the purpose of my project has been, to really, you know, shine a different light on the subculture of waitresses, because a lot of them tend to be pitied, or, you know, people feel sorry for them because they have to work after retirement age. And, you know, what I keep learning is that these women really love what they do, and they're something to be celebrated, and that it's actually a wonderful contribution to their communities, and that they really play a big role in people's lives that, you know, a lot of us just don't recognize. So I think, I'd like to, in that spirit, kind of talk about, you know, Maria and how she's made an impact in your life. Mm-hmm. So when did you meet her, and how did you?
We met her when the Suites opened. Was that in
Suites opened up
May of 03.
May of 03, correct.
Mm-hmm. So, and was she just, you were in these types of suites, or how did you?
Cause yes.
This is really unusual for me, because I've never been at a.
No, did we meet her that first year? Did she come?
But we were down the hall a little bit.
413.
Right.
And then 2 years ago, then we moved, what, next door?
Yeah.
And,
yeah, but initially we met her here when these suites opened up, this phase one that they did.
And then when we moved down here, she wasn't supposed to be in our suite, but we requested her.
Mm-hmm. So why did you request her? What was different about Maria?
Well, she's good people, and she laughs at my jokes.
She makes good Bloody Marys. I knew that was coming.
She's like family.
Yeah, she is.
She is family.
She's easy to, you can just talk to her about.
She's not your typical waitress that comes up and she comes up and she gets right to the point of what you want. You know how some waitresses will just kind of just stand around and then you have to kind of go to them a little bit. She comes right there, and then once she gets to know you, she knows exactly what you want, and that's part of customer satisfaction, and that's what she does really well. And then she kind of just leaves. You know how they keep coming back if you've been in this business, so-called, they keep coming back and they saying, how is everything? Is everything okay? Is everything all right? She doesn't do that. She gets exactly what you want, and then she moves on and does something else. Because she takes care of other suites, too. It's just in us.
Mm-hmm.
So and she does it in a very professional manner. But she's part of family, so it's kind of hard from that standpoint to say that, you know, someone else couldn't be a part of this. But we've had her from day one. So
was she that confident in the beginning?
Oh, yeah.
I think that kind of transfers too, and yeah, because when you have a waitress who's, you know, not so sure, and even if there are attentive, they're over attentive, so they're kind of, their presence is a little more of a worry than
exactly.
a comfort, you know, because
right.
you're like, oh, if they're so nervous, maybe, you know, I should be nervous that
right.
they're not gonna.
And she's not overbearing at all.
And that's right, and she likes what she does, and that's a big part of it too. I mean, she works for nice organization too, which has a lot to do with it as well. And if she enjoys the people that she's working with, she's going to enjoy her job a lot more too, which she does.
And that comes through.
And I think we make her day when we show up.
Right, because we are like family. I mean, we always hug and kiss her when you come or go. She's just we saw. She's just like our family.
Has she ever been to your house, or have you ever had really?
She's been to our house a couple times. She came to my birthday party.
She came to Bible study.
No, it was a birthday party. Maybe
she came once.
She lives pretty far from us. And we live kind of out, I call it the country. So, you know, for her to drive that far, I think it is just us, but yes, she's coming.
And how did you, what was the first time that you invited her? What were the circumstances?
I think it was my 40th birthday party. And I just.
Before the.
Was I wasn't
it?
There.
She been there twice? She has, because she came one time.
No,
you're right. I thought she had been there twice. She came there one day for lunch. Just and there was just the four of us here.
And you just thought, oh, you just invited her off the...
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Right.
That's special. I think that, you know, a lot of waitresses don't get... Even if they have regular customers, I mean, to, you know, once you break the barrier and you kind of become extended family,
mm-hmm.
you know, I think that's unique. And I think that's part of, you know, the role that you guys play in her life in terms of why she continues to work
mm-hmm.
is really, you know, it's a two-way street. Because she gets as much out of it as she's giving, you
mm-hmm.
know. So I think that's really wonderful. Can you talk about why, you know, what makes her different in terms of other waitresses that you have? Well, you don't have any other
she's
waitresses
very,
that come to your house, do you?
No. Actually, no.
I just assumed that you didn't.
If we were had any other waitresses come to our house, I don't think so.
Oh.
I've
been there quite a few times.
Yeah. yeah, I'm the only waitress that lives in that. No, I'm teasing. I was going to say something. Can you answer a question? What makes her different?
Well, I think one thing is that you can tell she comes in with a smile on her face. Not a lot
always.
Of waitresses do that. And that's part of enjoying your job and enjoying the customers and the people, because obviously the people that have these have spent a lot of money too. She doesn't take it upon that a lot of partners might have some money. She might not have as much as them, but she enjoys her everyday job. And that's a big
and
part, because you get some waitresses that come in and say, like, what do you want? You know, you can just
well,
tell
they
the attitude
is there. They bring the heaviness of their life with them, and
right.
she doesn't
and she
have
doesn't
that.
Do that.
Even when her, I think her husband died about a year ago,
mm-hmm.
and he'd been very sick, and it's a long story, but you would not have known that if you didn't know her personally. She doesn't, you know.
And she doesn't treat adults any different than children, because
absolutely.
Being with them and being in here, and they're up here with us every time, is the fact that she'll do anything for them as much as she would do for us. So, I mean,
well,
it's important to us to treat the children just like they would treat an adult, too.
Yeah, you know, I have a, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I have a waitress that in Her name is Esther, and she says that for the younger kids that come in, you know, she said that a lot of waitresses don't want to deal with the kids because they think, oh, you know, they're not going to be, they're going to make a mess or something. And she's like, those are your customers of tomorrow.
That's true.
And, you know, she waits on three generations, and she's like, that's really important that, you know, they are part of the family, and you know, they treat them as though they were your family. So I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, my youngest son, younger than David, my middle kid, he has two little girls. Well, they're getting big now, but when they come up, well, she treats them just like that, you know, that they was here all the time. Mm-hmm. And the girls are always doing something, you know. And she'll go get a big thing of cherries because they like cherries in their soft drinks.
Find them crayons or
yeah, crayons and books and all that stuff.
Amazing. Do you?
But not out. She doesn't do it out of like. That's just her. It's out of her heart. It's not like.
It's not saying that's a part of my job. It's just like she says. It's a part of her.
Yeah,
she's very giving person. You can tell.
And when I'm not seeing her for several months, I think about her a lot. I've called her, talked to her on the phone, you know, because the track, of course, isn't open all year round. When you see somebody 4 or 5 days a week, because they like to come 4 or 5 days a week. You know.
So does Granny.
She's not afraid, too, if something's, if the food or if there's something that is wrong.
She'll go to bat.
She goes to bat. She'll take food back to the kitchen and
never
tell them, you get it
like
right. Or,
involved,
or,
you know?
Or yeah, exactly. And
well,
she'll
not
get it.
As well.
Right.
If not, then you go back to the kitchen and let them know.
Not me. Tom does. But,
and that's worse. That's worse when you know something's wrong, though, and then, you know, they kind of make you feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
Because the food's not right, and then, you know, you're feeling uncomfortable when, you know, really should be taken care of by the waitress.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
David, what do you like about Maria?
She's nice.
Yeah.
She helps me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
What'd she help you with?
Getting drinks and helping me pick horses.
And she talks. I mean, she talks, sits down and talks to each one of us, you know.
Yeah,
she's
always pulling for a horse that we bet on. Especially me.
Why do you win it? No, you win 25% of the time.
Oh, let's not talk about how many days I was out here and I had one winning day.
Oh, but you're not supposed to tell that part of it.
What about you, Jax?
Same thing.
What?
Oh, really?
Oh, you can think of something different.
Jax, what do you like about Maria? What does she do?
She goes get you a big hot dog, doesn't she?
Yeah. Probably get chocolate. Get me desserts.
Oh, she definitely does.
What does she do? Where does she go to get those?
Upstairs.
No, where does, what does she do? Sometimes she brings cookies for us from, she makes
from
cookies
home,
and brings them sometimes. She, and if she doesn't do that, she'll actually, you know, go to another suite. Because when you're just 6 or 8 in a suite, you have to order a huge thing. So she'll go to one of these suites that has the big dessert, and she brings them in a napkin wrapped up too. She's always taking care of the kids, getting them dessert and
cookies
and carrot cake, right? You think she could find some of that today? You like cheesecake though.
Mm-hmm.
She definitely is always taking care of them.
That's great. That's
and you know
great.
Some waitresses would not do that because they're maybe losing tip.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're just, but she's great about that.
Do you find that you tip her more than other waitresses, or tip her more?
I won't say that if you find a good waitress, you tip upon the service.
Mm-hmm.
So you tip accordingly. So I won't
say, really tip according
but
to the
we,
bill here.
We don't, I don't tip anyone else because we don't have anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go to another restaurant or something like that, we tip care of service. But we do give her more on the busy like Derby or something like that. Because it's so crazy, and that's the one time, those 2 days is when the suite is full of 24 people, and it's a lot. And we got three owners, and we don't ask for a bartender in here because it's already crowded enough, so she's doing both.
Mm.
And they actually here are not, they're not paid like waitresses. They're kind of
mm-hmm.
higher. So this, but they, so you don't really have to tip, but of course,
but we
she
always
takes
give
care
her something.
Of us.
Yeah,
always, yeah.
At the end
even
of the meet, this. Fall and spring.
Right, we do that.
But they always have a gratuity on the thing, you know,
mm-hmm.
but then I always add on to it and then always give her something at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you send her something in the mail one time?
Yeah.
Did you tell me that?
Well, that was for Derby Day.
Okay.
I brought that out to her, I think, because I didn't have enough money.
Because you got your address from me one time. You asked me for her address. She takes care of us.
I sent her a check, yeah.
Right, you did.
Because I didn't have the money. I'd lost it all on the horses, and I didn't have the money, so I wrote her a check.
She's better.
You can scratch that part.
Yeah.
So do you know when her birthday is, or do you?
Yes, me think.
And then May something?
No, that's mine.
I know that.
That's an important one.
I don't think I ever knew her birthday.
It's not during the meet. February is what I think, too. I think it's February.
I have to ask her.
How old is Maria? She's told me.
She's 76.
Is that amazing?
She's 76. Yeah. She's younger than I am. I know that.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
She's amazing.
She's, yeah. My kids couldn't believe that because she's so active. She can walk just as fast down this hall. And her posture and everything. Mm-hmm. She doesn't carry herself anything.
She's so well proportioned.
She is.
Mm-hmm.
Force to be reckoned with, I'm sure. And so, have you ever seen her have a bad day?
I really haven't. Uh-huh. Now, I've talked with her at length about different parts of her life, but it's never been.
I've seen her have a real good day one time when she didn't work and when she had her granddaughter graduated, but then she came out here later on and she had a drink with us.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
I went here.
Well, that's.
I remember that she had to be gone that day. But
yeah.
We've seen her granddaughter. She comes out on Derby with the dead. She talks about her grandkids and her children. But no, I don't remember having a bad day. Like David said, she always comes in with a smile, and never have I seen her. And she'll, talk to me.
Well, even when you bring guests in, my girlfriend, she met her one time, and when she got ready to leave, she gave her a kiss, and then when
mm-hmm.
she's come out again, she always hugs and kisses
her. She remembers
her.
All your friends
yeah.
when they come back. Oh, I met you before. She's so good about that.
Yeah, I think it's a big, it's a big difference. I'm wondering, because I'm writing my book, and, I'm really looking at the subculture as maybe a dying breed of women, and I don't know what the answer to that is yet, but I've noticed that a lot of the younger waitresses, even the waitresses in their 50s, the generation before her, have just different relationships to, being a waitress, what that means, being a lifer,
mm-hmm.
and the connotations that go with that. And, I just wonder if, I'm sure there are waitresses that really do care, that are younger and that do their best, but, I just wonder with, in terms of her relationship to hard work, if once we have the next generation come through, if it's going to be the same. I mean, do you have any other waitresses, in your life that are comparable, that are younger?
We had two for
waitresses.
Derby once.
Two for Derby, we did. But it's funny because here there are a lot of career waitresses. Like people, I met David about 16 years ago, and we come to the track meets, and the ladies in the turf club, they'll travel from track to track, and they come, because the.
Rhonda, what was the girl's name that kind of heavy set, Giselle, or she had like an unusual.
Oh yeah, it was kind of one Giselle, but it was like that over in the other side.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking
right.
about?
And
right. the church club.
She used to travel, and she was nice, but
right.
of course
mm-hmm.
we didn't have her all the time.
That's yeah, when we
not like Maria.
Before we got the suite. Mm-hmm. Trying to think of other restaurants. We know a lot of career waiters, like Tom and
right.
the ladies at Morton's, they go from restaurant.
Right.
Oh, they'll stay at one for several years, but.
Monica.
I forgot your question now.
I think a lot of younger waitresses or waiters this day and age, that isn't probably what they want to do. So it's just a quick way of
right.
getting money. And there's a lot of turnover, as within the restaurant business as well.
Mm-hmm.
The people like Maria and the older ones that have stuck around, I mean, let's face it, there's not a lot that they can do, but they enjoy doing what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big big thing in this day and age is the fact that I just don't think younger kids know what they want to do right now within their generation when they get out of school. If that, they're going to do a quick buck and then they're going to turn around and go to something else. Mm-hmm. And I just think the older generation has been through a lot, and they obviously had to deal with a lot of situations that brings them up to this particular state of their life that they can continue to carry over, and they don't mind doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not afraid of hard work.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people obviously just at her age and just say, I just want to give up and I'm done. But she wants to hopefully bring along, and hopefully, I'm sure she talks to a lot of the ones out here that have just been here for a short period of time, and I'm sure she coaches a lot of them too.
Mm-hmm. What do you think will happen when, you know, I know she doesn't really have any plans for retirement, but when she's no longer here, working here for whatever reason, I mean, what do you think, how will that impact your lives, or will you stay in touch with her?
Definitely.
She'll be here as
yes, she'll
longer
be here.
Than me.
I would definitely think that it's more than just a fleeting waitress. I mean, she'll definitely be in our lives.
Yeah. And I think
I'm good about keeping contact with people, so on.
You're the person.
Yeah.
She's need to ask her that.
Right, yeah, we definitely.
I think that's a huge, you know, it's like these kind of waitresses that leave an impact in your life have such a big spirit and a big presence that, you know, it's like when they leave. I have a waitress, Rachel, who worked at Louis' restaurant for 55 years and never took
she
a vacation.
Was she?
Oh, yeah, she probably is.
The first page, I think. She
oh
never took
good.
A vacation?
Mm-mm. She, yeah, that's Rachel.
Here's Rachel.
She's amazing. And, you know, anytime we go out to eat, she takes me to lunch from time to time, and people just stop us on the street and, you know, say, oh my gosh, we remember you from, you know, where have you been? We miss you. And, you know, she runs into people at the opera and at bookstores. And
I like when we go, like, to New York and the deli. Which one do we go to?
Stage.
Carnegie. Don't we go to Carnegie? We go to Stage.
Carnegie, you go to
which
both.
One?
Carnegie
but you see the same waitresses, like, you know, over the years, they're always there. Even this last weekend, we went to Chicago, and there was the original Pancake House there.
Mm-hmm.
As you see the same waitresses, they stay there for years.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's just going to be different, you know. I think in when I'm 50 and 60, and I'm 35 now, but, you know, I just think as, you know, the generations go, if, you know, even if there's career waitresses, they probably won't stay at the same restaurant for
mm-hmm.
50, 60 years. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I think, how long has she been here? 37, 36?
She's been waitressing 30.
Maria, yeah.
And how long has she been here?
Over 30.
That's what I thought, because they did an article in the paper on her, and Tony told me that it's been 30 years or over.
Yeah. So at what point did you guys, when you started, you know, when you first met her, it, you know, how long did it take before you were telling personal stories about your lives and
the first day, right?
Really?
Oh, sure, right away.
And did you learn a lot about her history, or because she's had
yeah,
a really
she
intense
actually,
life?
Did she show you pictures? She
not
brought
yet.
Pictures in the spring meet because I wanted to see the pictures, you know, when she lived, when she was growing up, when
mm-hmm.
they were under Mussolini's rule and all. That she brought me these incredible pictures, as a little girl. So yeah, from the very first day.
That's amazing. And it's been how many years that you've known her? I asked you this before.
Well,
four.
Since the
suites
opened
and a half.
Up.
3 and a half. Then.
That was cool.
Yeah. Is that right? 3 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
This was our fourth Derby of year?
Fourth Derby of year?
No, it was our third.
Whatever these opened
third.
Up, that's when
this
we first met.
That was your third Derby?
Be our fourth year.
Be our fourth Derby here.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, this coming Derby will
so
be our fifth Derby.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so do you have any other stories about her or things that stand out in your mind?
Any what?
Stories about Maria?
That stand out to you?
Let me think. Not really. She and I talk about cooking quite a bit. In fact, that's what we was talking about a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
She She was talking about all of her cooking with her relatives in, and about the Blue Dog bread.
Did she get their bread?
She asked me if I'd ever eaten it. I said, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Do you have any stories that stand out?
I'm looking at the program. She doesn't really care about the horses, so they're talking the whole time. Where we're going to the machines or the teller and doing all
do.
That, right? So I'm kind of like, and I love her, but I'm kind of like, go on, Marie, go over here, or go talk to Rhonda or something. But other than the stories, if the right vodka isn't up there, she knows what
she
wants, and she'll
go to
bat on anything.
We always win, and that's the one thing about customer service. She makes sure that the customer always wins, and so many people are not like that in business.
If you have a waitress that knows what your customer wants and knows that you're going to be a regular customer coming back, mm-hmm. she fits that bill.
Yeah.
You go into a restaurant, if you're a regular customer in that restaurant, what are you going to ask for? You're going to try and ask for that waiter or that waitress that takes care of you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what we did here. That's the bottom line, is that when we first got in these suites, we had her, and I think
one or two other ones
that helped us. But over time, we finally just said, we just wanted Marie.
And
when we moved, like Mom said, when we moved here, we said we wanted to keep Marie, because we moved down a few.
So is that just contingent? Like, when you come here, you always get Marie? I mean, what if it's a day that she's not working?
She's always here.
She's always here.
She just comes if you're coming.
That
she's
one day that
there's
she wasn't
five
here
days a week that
when her granddaughter graduated.
That was the first
right.
time.
Yeah, that's the first time she hadn't been
here.
Right.
And she's just always here when it's open.
I know the last day that I was here, I wanted a white wine, and the only wine that was in the cabinet was a red wine. She says, I'll take care of it. She took the red wine back, traded it for a white wine.
Mm-hmm. She was, yeah. Which doesn't sound very unusual unless you know how they do your contract. That's unusual for, you have a contract with liquor and stuff, but she just
does it.
Right.
Yeah, but I think, she has so much respect from management,
mm-hmm.
and they know that, the reason why probably, she gets so many, she's, I think, the highest in seniority in her union here, so, she's very well respected. So I'm sure if she makes a decision about something, people are going to back her up because they
mm-hmm.
know it's for the betterment of Churchill Downs. So
right.
it's in their best interest. But yeah, and they trust her. So,
mm-hmm.
You're in good hands, ultimately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
David, do you have a story about Maria that you can think of? She always kisses you, doesn't she?
She always kisses you.
Do any other waitresses kiss you? No.
She kisses you. She says, oh my gosh, you're getting taller than me.
Every time.
That's the one line.
Jax was almost taller than her today.
Yeah. You got thrown with something.
She is.
Mm-hmm. That's so great.
She's great with all the generations. She's great with the kids and the little. Yeah,
well, even with my granddaughters, she's really sweet with them.
She remembers
mm-hmm.
what you like,
mm-hmm.
which is great. Yeah, I think
as far as the skin, all of the pictures are glued down.
You won't get a haircut.
No, but can we just hold them open and hold the page on top?
Are there certain pages you want?
Some with the fabulous hats would be great.
Fabulous
I love
hats.
The hats. And just, and just give the sense of...
If there's some kind of back here that...
No, I'll take
that. Oh, I didn't bring them. Like, here's a fabulous hat.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I thought Holloway's was going to come in.
They've already done theirs. They were in the remote store,
too. Yeah, they've
already
done.
Are they still there?
I don't know. I've been in here. They were down there when you all were, before we got started.
I just wanted to, I'm going to see if I can find Maria and